But here's how the King James Version has butchered the text. Deuteronomy 23, verse 2. It says, "An illegitimate child shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. Even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of Yahweh." How can this be figurative? It cannot be figurative. And the word is actually bastard from the Hebrew, which means mongrel. All right? There is no such thing as a figurative mongrel. And here, the commentary in my King James says, figuratively, a half-breed. Right? Yeah. What the hell is a figurative half-breed? There's no such thing. It's a ridiculous idea. It says, a mongrel shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. And then verse 3 verifies this. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. They're mongrels. All right? Any more explanation required?
Well, and I think it's interesting the use of the term half-breed, meaning that, you know, there was that questioning from Israel as to, well, you know, I procreated with a non-white, but the child is still half-white, so can half of the child come into the congregation? And, you know, that's right. Why this was needed, because it was like, no, yes. I see what you're saying, you know, I see what you're saying. There's still half the child, technically, is pure white race, and the other half isn't. But I have to tell you...
it's not pure anymore, right?
Exactly. Yeah, sorry. Careful, yeah.
You phrase yourself.
Yeah, sorry. It's
I
white
got
race, yeah.
For making that mistake.
Yeah, that's true. And that, of course, that takes us back to adultery and adulterate, and then what you just said about to the 10th generation, and we've worked that out mathematically, and it's over 1 in 1,000, you know, so it's, you know, so you've got 0.01%.
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
I got crucified because I accidentally said a white person who is only 95% white. Oh, okay. Yeah, Eli says that you're white. You're 100% white if you're only 95. And I just made a mistake in enunciation. I never said that 95% equals 100%. Okay. But obviously such people do look white.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, you
but
know, there's...
only Yahweh really knows. He's the one who selects the remnant.
And this takes us back to the parable of the wheat and the tares again, as to why we can't be trusted to basically... because we're either not going to get them all, or we're going to get some that aren't actually tares, you know?